Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a ghost note push pattern with a proper jungle swing feel inside Ableton Live 12, and we're going to make it useful in a real drum and bass context, not just as a cute drum loop. Now, if you've ever had a DNB beat that hits hard but still feels a little too flat or gridlocked, this is the fix. Ghost notes are one of the fastest ways to make the groove feel alive. They don't replace your kick and snare. They lean into them. They create pressure before the main hit, a little release after it, and that forward motion is exactly what makes jungle and rolling drum and bass feel so addictive. So the goal here is simple. Build a two-bar loop with a strong kick and snare backbone, then add ghost snare pushes, a bit of swing, a touch of break texture, and some drum bus shaping so the whole thing feels punchy, human, and ready to sit under a bassline. Let's start clean. Open a new MIDI track and load up drum rack. Keep the setup straightforward. You want a kick on one pad, a main snare on another, a ghost snare on a separate pad, hats if you want them, and maybe one extra pad for a break texture or a chop top loop. Don't overcomplicate it at this stage. The point is to get control. For the snare, I like starting with a clean one shot for the main backbeat, then layering a chopped break snare or texture in simpler if I want more jungle character. That combo gives you the best of both worlds, a solid, mix-friendly hit and a little organic movement underneath. That's a classic DNB move. Solid center, messy edges, but in a good way. Now program the main drum skeleton first. Put your kick and snare in place. In a standard 4/4 DNB groove, the snare should land clearly on beat 2 and beat 4. Make those hits strong. Really give them authority. If the backbone doesn't feel heavy and obvious, the ghost notes won't add anything to push against. At this point, mute the extra layers and just listen to the core groove. Ask yourself one question. Does this already feel like a real drum performance, or does it still sound like a pattern? If it's not landing yet, fix that before moving on. Now comes the fun part. Add ghost notes as pushes, not decorations. That's an important mindset shift. You're not just filling empty space. You're creating tiny bits of tension that guide the ear into the main snare. A good starting point is placing a very light ghost note just before beat 2, another just after beat 2, then doing the same around beat 4. In a two-bar loop, that gives you enough motion without cluttering the pocket. Keep the velocities low, somewhere around 20 to 45 for subtle pushes, or up to around 60 if you want the ghost to read a little more clearly as a jungle-style bounce. And here's a really useful teacher tip. If the groove starts feeling rushed, don't automatically move the notes around first. Remove one. Too many close together pushes can collapse the pocket fast. In this style, restraint is usually what makes the groove hit harder. Now let's talk about timing. A ghost note can sit perfectly on the grid and still feel stiff. So once the notes are in place, nudge a few of them slightly early or slightly late, just by a few milliseconds. Keep the main snare locked. That contrast is what makes the groove breathe. In Ableton Live 12, the groove pool is perfect for this. You can drag in a groove and apply a subtle shuffle to the clip. For jungle swing, you do not want extreme wobble. You want a controlled, lively push. Try timing around 55 to 62%, with a little velocity variation and only a touch of random. If you're using a groove derived from a break, even better. That tends to keep the movement more authentic. A good workflow is to keep your kick and main snare fairly tight, then let the ghost notes and hats carry more of the swing. If everything gets swung equally, the groove starts to blur and you lose impact. DNB needs contrast. The hard hits anchor the bar, and the ghost notes make it feel fast and animated. Next, let's add some break texture. This is where the jungle character really starts showing up. Load a chopped break into simpler or another drum rack pad and keep it very low in the mix. You're not trying to replace the main snare. You're just adding transient detail and room tone so the ghost notes feel less sterile. If the break layer is sounding too full or boxy, high pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's too sharp, soften it a little with saturator or auto filter. You want it to sit underneath the main snare, almost like a shadow of the performance. That little bit of grit can make a simple ghost note feel like it came from a real break rather than a clean MIDI sequence. Now route the drums to a group so you can process them as a unit. On the drum bus, start gently. Use EQ8 if you need to clean any low-end junk or harsh snare buildup. Add drum bus with a light touch, maybe around 5 to 12% drive. Use the transient control carefully. Too much transient processing can make the ghost notes jump out too hard and start cluttering the groove. Then add a compressor for glue, not punishment. A ratio around 2 to 1 with a slower attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the tempo, is a good starting point. The idea is to hold the drums together without flattening the motion. If the groove stops breathing, back off. And don't forget utility. It's especially useful if you want to check mono compatibility or keep the low end disciplined. The drums need to hit with confidence, but they also need to leave room for the sub. Which brings us to the bass relationship. This is where ghost notes really prove themselves. They sound good alone, sure, but they're most powerful when they push a bass phrase forward. So add a bass line or even just a placeholder pattern and listen to how the ghosts interact with it. A great DNB trick is to let the ghost note suggest motion, and then let the bass answer it. The ghost hits, the bass responds, and the main snare lands like the reset. That call and response feeling is a huge part of why jungle and darker rollers feel so alive. If the bass and ghost snare are fighting, don't just turn things up and hope for the best. Look at the low mids, around 150 to 400 Hz, and see if there's buildup. Keep the sub mono. Keep the ghost detail out of the low end. The ghost should live in the transient and upper mid range, not in the sub space. Now we can make the groove evolve across 8 bars. This is where a lot of good loops turn into actual arrangements. Don't just repeat the exact same ghost pattern forever. Change one or two things every few bars. For example, mute one ghost hit every 4 or 8 bars, or slightly raise the velocity of a pickup before a fill, or swap one ghost snare for a rim-like break slice in the last bar before a transition. Even a tiny change can keep the loop from feeling like a copy-paste job. A really effective structure is to start the intro with only implied ghost energy, then fully reveal the pattern in the drop. Later, pull back one or two ghost notes for a switch-up, and then bring them back with a slightly different groove setting. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without needing a bunch of extra layers. Now do a focused listening pass. Loop the section and listen at a moderate volume. Then listen a little quieter too. Quiet monitoring is great, because it tells you whether the motion still reads when the transient detail isn't dominating. Loud monitoring tells you if the ghosts are poking out too much. Ask yourself, are the ghost notes making the snare feel harder? Does the loop feel faster without getting busier? Does it still work in mono? And most importantly, are the ghosts helping the bass, or are they getting in the way? If the answer isn't right yet, change one thing at a time. Nudge a note, adjust a velocity by 5 or 10 points, reduce a bit of break layer tone, or remove a note altogether. Usually the best ghost note push patterns are surprisingly minimal. One or two really well-placed ghosts can do more than a busy pattern full of notes. Here's a pro move for heavier or darker drum and bass. Use a slightly distorted texture layer only on the ghost notes. A little saturator or drum bus on the ghost layer can help it speak without making it loud. You can also resample the loop to audio and edit the ghost tails directly. That gives you tighter control over the groove and can make the whole thing feel more intentional and more gritty, in a good way. And here's another important mindset shift. Think in accents, not fills. The best ghost notes are pressure points. Their job is to make the next strong hit feel earned. That's what gives the loop forward momentum. So to recap the workflow, first lock the kick and snare. Then place ghost notes around the backbeat as small pushes. Add subtle swing, not everywhere, but mostly to the ghosts and hats. Layer a little break texture for authenticity. Shape the drum bus lightly so the groove stays punchy. And finally, test the whole thing against a bass line so the ghosts actually move the drop forward. If you get this right, your drum stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a performance. That's the difference between programmed and rolling. For practice, I want you to try this. Build a 2-bar DNB loop with just kick and snare, add 4 ghost notes total, keep the velocities low, apply a subtle groove pull swing, and layer in a quiet break texture. Then route everything to a drum group, add light EQ and drum bus, and test it against a simple bass placeholder. Duplicate it to 8 bars and change just one ghost note in bars 5 through 8. That's enough to start hearing how little changes create real movement. Final challenge. Make 3 versions of the same loop. One clean, one more shuffled, and one more aggressive. Keep each version focused on changing only one main variable, then listen to how each one feels against the bass. You'll learn very quickly whether your groove is coming from timing, velocity, tone, or arrangement. That's the ghost note push playbook. Small notes, big movement, classic jungle energy, modern Ableton control, and a drum groove that actually feels like it's pulling the track forward.